Chai explains evil woman Facebook posting. Many people who criticize the Prime Minister haven't been sued. Why Chai Ratawat of all people? Firstly, many people read my posts. I do not often post messages on Facebook. I do it once in a while when something touches me. Secondly, my remarks satisfy people, so they're shared online by a lot of people. Normally, my posts receive a few hundred likes, but this time, tens of thousands shared it. The Prime Minister's speech overseas touched a raw nerve with many. They feel that the facts about democracy in Thailand were distorted with the intention of whitewashing the brother and his family. People cannot accept this. When my remark was posted, it struck a chord with a lot of people and was shared quite extensively. So some people were caught off guard and decided they should do something to shut me up. With the evil woman statement, what were you trying to tell people? I was trying to imply that the Prime Minister's speech was tantamount to selling the nation. I do not mean selling the national interest. It was more to the effect of making Thai people lose face. It's like losing face from verbal blunders. Speaking negatively about one's own country is like betraying the nation. It makes foreigners misunderstand Thailand. A leader does not speak about personal matters or a political conflict in public because it's about manners and principles. The Prime Minister made two mistakes, saying something that was out of place and lying. What do you make of the allegations that you insulted womanhood and resorted to profane language? Generally, people who read my posts will understand the meaning. I think those who protest against me are programmed to think that I insult prostitutes and females. Is there anything in what I posted which offended the female gender? What I meant was prostitutes are not evil because they sell themselves, not the nation. However, a woman who sells the nation is evil. I did not label the Prime Minister as a prostitute. I'm surprised the banners put up against me allege that I insult women. Why do they not defend the Prime Minister by saying she has not sold the nation? But they say that the Prime Minister is not a prostitute. I'm surprised. They intend to pressure me and discredit me because I've made critical political comments, especially about the Pueatai Party. I think the words I used may have been too harsh, but harsh words and rude words are different. How has your life changed since the controversial post and now that you've been served with the lawsuit? I'm nomadic now. I cannot go home because it's surrounded by the red shirt community. Friends have told me to watch my back. Many people have given me moral support and offered to raise funds for my legal defense against defamation. Someone offered accommodation for my safety. I'm grateful for their kindness. In return for their kindness, I will not waver in my stand. To those who hold grudges against me, the explosion at the Thai Rat office troubles my colleagues. There are threats and complaint letters urging the Thai Rat management to dismiss or sack me. I've been through a lot. I stand firm and have confidence about what I say and do. I don't fear threats. Thai Rat has nothing to do with the conflict. I have not used my work in Thai Rat to explain my remark. It's an expression of my personal opinion.